Park ranger fired after teaming with Drag Race star to hang trans flag in Yosemite National Park. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 20, 2025. A park ranger, who teamed up with several LGBTQ activists, including MTV's RuPaul's Drag Race star Patagonia, to hang a transgender flag on the famous El Capitan Rock Formation at Yosemite National Park, claimed to have been fired from her position. In a post on Instagram from August 18, Shannon Jocelyn revealed that she had been fired from her job with the National Park Service, NPS, last week after she had hung a trans flag on El Capitan in May. Jocelyn added that she had done so in her free time, off duty, as a private citizen. The Daily Mail reported that Jocelyn, who identifies as being non-binary, holds a PhD in genomics and studies bats. Last week I was fired from my dream job as a permanent park ranger with the NPS for practicing my First Amendment right, Jocelyn wrote. In May I hung a trans flag on El Capitan that celebrate my acceptance of my identity. I hung the flag in my free time, off duty, as a private citizen. Jocelyn added that the transgender flag had flown for roughly 2 hours in the morning before it was taken down. El Capitan has had flags hung on it for decades and no one has ever been punished for it, Jocelyn added. Only me. I was fired by the temporary deputy superintendent for failing to demonstrate acceptable conduct in my capacity as a wildlife biologist for the park. No part of hanging the flag was done of work time. Preservation has been my life's work, of Yosemite. The wildlife, the land, recreation, of people's rights and safety, of community and acceptance, and now the constitutional First Amendment, Jocelyn added. I want my rights and I want my career back. So help me. Use your First Amendment right to broadcast my story as loudly and as widely as possible. Breitbart News reported in May that members from a coalition of LGBTQ activist climbers that are known as Trans is Natural unfurled the flag, which was 55 feet by 35 feet, and hung it up somewhere between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m., 1,500 feet up El Capitan. The flag is 55 feet by 35 feet, making it the largest ever displayed atop the iconic rock El Capitan climbing destination, the group added. The LGBTQ activists reportedly hung the massive trans flag up somewhere between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m., 1,500 feet up El Capitan, where it remained displayed until around noon, when park officials ordered for it be removed. Gonia issued a statement at the time, explaining that group had flown the transgender flag at Yosemite National Park to make a statement, adding that transgender people are natural and loved, NBC News reported. Let this flag fly higher than hate, Gonia said. We are done being polite about trans people's existence. Call it a protest. Call it a celebration. Either way, it's giving elevation to liberation. An NPS spokesperson explained to Pink News that NPS and the Department of Justice, DOJ, were pursuing administrative action against several Yosemite National Park employees and possible criminal charges against several park visitors who are alleged to have violated federal laws and regulations related to demonstrations.